Thank you for calling Arts Top Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hi, how are you? I was kind of interested in setting up an Arch Fiber internet in my house, and I was wondering how do I go about doing that?
Yes, I can help you with that today. I can go ahead and check to see if service is available right now at your address. Okay, what is the service address that you're looking to get internet at?
It's in Kingston. It's at 93 Rantham Street, Kingston, New York.
Okay, let me see here. And what is the zip code?
12401.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, can you spell that street name?
It's a Wrentham, Rentham, the W.
Okay, yes, let me see here. Was that 93 and Wrenchen? Was that
Rentham, Rentham.
Wren?
Wrentham. Tham.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Tham Street, Kingston, New York,
M, M,
12401.
as in Mary. M as in Mary.
Oh, I see. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I'm so sorry. So that was WrenTham.
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, let me go ahead and just look up that address here. Hold on for one moment. Okay. Okay, yes, thank you so much. It does look like service is available right now at that location. Would you like to go ahead and sign up today?
Yes. Just kind of, if you don't mind walking me through the process, how it's going to work and things like that. Because currently, I have a Spectrum, right? So I'm going to switch over to you guys.
Okay, yes, I can help you with that today. It's just a quick form. It doesn't take longer, usually than about 10 minutes. Okay, and then about the services that we offer, we do offer right now a 1 gig internet plan, and that is for $69.99 per month. And there is also a 2 gig plan for $89.99 a month. Okay, and that discount is if that's $10 off if you sign up with AutoPay using your bank account and paperless billing, if you're interested in that.
Now with the 69, so I'm too interested in the 1 gig one, the $69.99 one. How long is that price going to be? Is that like a temporary price or is that like a permanent price?
Okay, yes, that price is guaranteed for 2 years. Yes.
Okay. And
Okay.
what is and if you guys were to raise the prices, what would be your expected price increase?
Okay, yes, for that, I'm not sure what that price would be, but Arch Top Fiber would contact you and send out a notice if that price does change. Yes. So you would be able,
What I
there's no
mean is that
contract. Yes.
would it just like, is it possible that the price would just go back to whatever the spectrum is right now, or which is like 80 something dollars, or would it be like a very minor incremental increase?
Okay, yes, I'm not sure what the price would change to, but since there's no contract, if it does increase, you could always cancel at any time.
Right. Okay. All right. Sounds
Yes.
good. So, with this ACH paperless billing thing, how do I set that up?
Okay, yes, I can help you set that up today. We can go ahead and fill out this form, and then I will ask just for your banking information later on. Okay?
Okay.
Okay,
All right.
yes. All right, so I'm just going to ask you some questions now for the form. Is this location a home or a business?
Home.
Okay. All right, and then you would like to sign up for the 1 gig internet plan?
That's correct.
Okay, and then would you like to be use Archtop wireless equipment or your own equipment?
Well, it comes with it, right? Like, it's free, correct?
Yes, it does come free. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, I would take that one.
Okay,
I
all
would
right,
take the.
and then are you interested in any Wi-Fi extenders at this time?
No. My house is pretty small. The one I have currently set up covers the entire house, so should be
Okay,
good.
yes. All right, and then would you also like to sign up for our phone service or just internet today?
Just the internet, yes.
Okay, all right. Okay, and do you own or rent this property?
I own it.
Okay, and then how are the current utility wires feeding to your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
I believe they're coming through the air
Okay.
and then it goes into the basement. So there's like a line that goes from the main line into my house, and then from there it's directed into the basement. From the basement, it goes into the living room.
Okay, yes. Okay, thank you. And then is your billing address the same as your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And may I have your first name?
Brian, Bryan.
Okay, thank you. And that was just Bryan.
Correct.
Okay, and what is your last name?
Birjandi, Birjandi.
Okay, thank you. And was that B as in boy, Irjandi?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your email address?
BBryan777@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, was that your first name, Brian? Is that Bryan777@gmail.com?
There's two B's. So it's
Oh, okay.
BBryan.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Yes, I'm sorry about that. Yes. So B as in boy, and then
Yeah.
Ryan777@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And what is your phone number?
917-239-7617.
Okay, thank you. 917-239-7617.
That's correct.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And then how may Archtop Fiber contact you? May we contact you through the phone?
Yes, you can call or text, what works.
Okay, yes. And may we also contact you through email?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then there are some disclosures for the ways that we can contact you. And so for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Is that okay?
I'm not going to get constant call for advertisements, right? It would just be purely for technical things, right?
This would be from Archtop and its agents or vendors. Yes.
So is that like for advertising purposes or is that something else?
It may include advertising. Yes. Or you could always opt out. That's okay.
Can I opt out of the advertisement part, please?
Yes, that is all right. Okay. And then for the emails, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottoms of our emails. Is that okay?
Can I just subscribe from that too as well, if possible?
That's okay. Yes.
Yes,
Okay.
please.
And then
Thank
for the texting, is it okay for Archtop Fiber to notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates? By opting in to
you.
receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, we will only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's fine, as long as it's for important information and not for advertising.
Okay, yes. All right. Thank you so much. And then for the Archtop equipment, this is the termination service disclosure. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your online pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in, using the email address provided today. Okay, do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I do have two questions. One
yes.
is, do you guys have a physical center, like a place that you can go for returns, or does it have to be exclusively done through like online ways?
Let me see here. As far as I know, let me see here. As far as I know, the main way to return that equipment is through the return kit that we send to you.
Okay.
Yes, or else I'm sure you could always call a tech for an appointment and they could come pick it up. Yes.
Okay. And the second one is, so what about like installation process? Is that like somebody will come in here and they will be able to kind of connect me directly to this grid, or is that how it works?
Yes, yes. Once we get through this form, we will set up an installation appointment, and then they will contact you about coming out, and you can choose a time, and then they will set up the connection for you.
Okay. And third thing is, what if they, for some reason the equipment stops working? Am I going to be responsible for that, or can I just return it back to you guys and get a new one?
Okay, yes. If that ever happens, you can call us on this number here that you called, and then we can go ahead and we will send fill out a ticket for service appointment, and then a tech will come out to help you with your equipment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. So yes, I'm good with that.
Okay. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you were required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check today?
Sure.
Okay,
The installation cost is also covered, right? Just want to make sure.
Yes, it is free installation. Yes.
Okay, all right. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and I will just hold on one moment while I just go through the credit check process here. Okay.
Sure.
Okay, and then the only other information that I need here is, may I have your Social Security number, please?
The full Social Security number?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 072-90-7249.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, hold on one moment while that just goes through there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. It does look like the credit check was successful, and there is no deposit required today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go ahead and continue here. Okay, and then Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. And would you like to sign up for that?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, and there is a $5 credit for a paperless billing and credit or debit card, and then a $10 discount for signing up with your bank account. Which would you prefer?
I'm sorry, what were the options again?
Yes, I'm sorry. There's a $5 discount for paperless billing with a credit or debit card, and then there's a $10 discount for paperless billing through ACH bank statements.
We gotta choose one or the other, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'll do the ACH one because that's the bigger discount, right?
Okay, yes, yes. That will be $10 off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then whenever you're ready with your banking routing number.
All right, let's see here. All right. Should I go ahead and say it?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so the routing number is 0223-00173.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat that number to confirm?
0223-00173.
Okay, thank you. And now the account number.
The account number is 660-795-060.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat that number to confirm?
660-795-060.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. All right, and then what is the name on the account?
Brian Bujandi, my name.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and I'm sorry, can you spell your last name again?
B-I-R-J-A-N-D-I.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and is this a checking or savings account?
That's a checking account.
Checking, okay, and do you authorize RCHOP Fiber for ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you also like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and then how did you hear about RCHOP Fiber? Was it through mail or email?
It was mail and advertisements, like billboards and stuff like that.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And then is there anything that our install team should be aware about on your property? Any buried wire, septic tanks, or anything like that?
I don't have a septic tank because I live in the city. The wirings, I'm sure they will know where they are. I don't know, depending on how they're going to do this. Are they going to just do the same way as the current way, which is through the air? Then there shouldn't be an issue. As long as
okay.
They don't have to dig out the ground.
Okay, yes. They will probably go through, they will be able to tell you more about that. They will probably go through however your current wires are placed.
Right. Then if that's okay. The way they're going to do it, it should not be an issue. Just wanted to make sure that the day that they're coming in that I'm here, be able to kind of let them in. Hopefully it will be a weekend if you guys have that.
Okay, yes. Let me see here. I can go ahead and make a note that you would like to be there when they're installing, and then we can go ahead and I will tell you the schedule for you to be able to choose the appointment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then do you have any other questions or comments today?
Not other than the fact that we need to set up the dates.
Okay, yes. All right. Okay, let me see here.
Okay, actually, I do have a question.
Yes, go ahead. That's okay. Go ahead.
So for the first month billing, is there like a set date at which I get billed on a recurring basis, or is it based on the day that I'm getting the service?
It will be based on whatever day that you set up service.
Okay, yes. All right.
Okay. And let me see here. I do see that your address and service date was on, let me see here. It is on August 31st. So we will not be able to make an appointment today, but what will happen is around August 31st, somebody will contact you from ArchUp Fiber to be able to set up that install appointment. Okay. And so that is just next week. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Let me see. The 31st is this Saturday. And so someone from ArchUp Fiber will contact you, and then they will allow you to choose your appointment.
Question. I cannot set up a date later than 31st if you guys don't have it?
You can, yes, you can set up any time after August 31st.
Okay, so, okay, but that means that I cannot get one in the weekend, this coming weekend, correct? So it would have to be after that, right?
Yes, it would have to be after August 31st, yes.
And how long do you expect this wait time, I guess? I don't know, the date that which I can set up the date to be. Is it going to be more than 2 weeks from that date or less?
It would probably be less. We usually do have open availability, so it would not be much longer than after Saturday.
Okay, all righty, perfect.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you so much for signing up today, and then someone will contact you after August 31st to set up that installation appointment, okay?
Okay. Just want to make sure that I will get billed on the day that I get the service, right? Not today. Is that correct?
Yes, it will not start today.
Okay, gotcha. All right, thank you.
Okay, yes, you're welcome. And thank you for signing up with ArchUp Fiber. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.